what he would say, look at the ocean. Ocean is not something simple, a body of water. There are layers of the water on top of each other. Because knowledge is not a pure thing. There are the layers of knowledge which are good, layer of knowledge which are bad. And these good and bad are happening at the same time. And they will switch. Something from bad will go to good or bad. And this is a very confusing ocean. Later we'll say, just imagine two oceans. One is sweet, one is bitter. And imagine these oceans are so close that the waves will touch each other. But do not forget that there is a mountain dividing these two, which is endless. Means good knowledge and bad knowledge are the same and are not. Are related and are separated. It's very confusing, isn't it? Who is here science lover? Somehow, you have to be. Some of you, at least. The best part of now living today to me is the existence of this little thing we have out there. The first people living in that little space out there. Space technology. I'm so in love with it that I accept one-way ticket. 2 hours out there. Honest. Okay, but this knowledge started with what? Space knowledge started with
V2 rockets in World War II.
V2 bombers. Yeah. Okay, but science is good or bad? Science is no good, no bad. Science is a tool. What we do with it is the problem. How we deal with it is the problem. Here we say, in this ocean, there are the layers of good, the layers of bad knowledge. And they are flowing all around. And you, what do? It depends who you are. If you're a bad guy, you're looking for the bad knowledge. So you're looking for the sour water. If you're a good fish, you're looking for the pure one. Yep.
Do you want to say something about the different interpretation of veins? Because some people can probably
ask that. Yes. He will say, instead of layer here, he will say vein. Because in Persian language, vein is rag. And a layer is rage or rag. Because it's like this. It comes from the masons and marble. When they get the marble, what is a good marble? What is a bad marble? A good marble is unified and simple. Everywhere is the same, so it's shiny and perfect. The bad marble has some little lines in it when you cut it and you see. Those lines look like vein in the stone. So they are called vein.
And mineral technology, they call veins too. Like mountains have veins of different.
In mineral technology, they are called vein. Okay. So vein in that language means those layers of impurification or something. At the same time, it's this vein. Therefore, you see vein over there, and you go for this, you miss the other one. Both are there, both meanings. But why both meanings are there? Because logically, one of the meanings should be here. Why both are here?
Soft rock.
Poem. Poetic language. In poetic language, all the possible meaning of the word is there. If the poet is a genius. Because he knows that this poem is, if it's read like this, will make that meaning. If it's read like that, it has the other meaning, right? And Rumi knows about this perfectly because he plays with all this. Yes?
To the righteous is the inheritance of the sweet water. What is that inheritance? We have caused to inherit the book.
Blah, 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 blah. Because confusion. The first confusion of Nicholson is when Rumi switches from Farsi to Arabic. intentionally. Because he loves Arabic more. Because Arabic is the poetic language to him. And Arabic is a good excuse to have the referrals towards the Quranic verses and things like that. Here, one thing is over there, awrasna al-kitab, means we inherited the book. We inherit the book. What do you inherit? The knowledge. All this written on the papers, this is what we inherit, right? So this is a principle. Because we are not the inventor of knowledge, are we? We are not even the inventor of logical thought. Aristotle is the image, right? We follow that. So look at us. Culture in humanity is something that we inherit from the last generation. So if you had the wrong descendancy, you inherited something wrong. You have to discover it, find it, pick it up. Do not accept blindly the culture of human beings. You could fool yourself and say, what? I know this culture is ever changing, so I go for what? I go for the most recent one, no? The modern one? Or most popular one? How do you choose your tendency in the culture? If you go for the newest one, okay, you were born in 1922 in Germany. You are a fascist, you are a Nazi. Because that was new then. If you go for the most popular one, that was the most popular then. What is the key point here? How do you divide between the nonsenses we inherited from all the selfishness of the humanity or the things that are good in humanity? How do you divide? You cannot. Rumi is telling you, don't. Do not divide them, go to someone who could. Because you will divide it the way you like it, the way it pleases you or fits your logic. But we inherit good and bad, both of them. We inherit the fascism. Where chauvinism is coming from? It's all over around you. We inherit it. This inheritance is the subject of this part of the story. Yes?
If you will consider, the supplications of the seekers are rays from the substance of prophethood. The rays are circling with the substances. The ray goes in a direction where that is.
Believe me, there is not the Nicholson's fault. Even the Persian, the Iranian, they cannot read. Who will translate this short? Rahab or Gowharan Gargan Lovat? Any Iranian here to translate it? Because he uses the word of jewel for essence. Because Gowhar is Johar, is the Persian version of it. And mainly he's talking about what? He's talking about the attraction. Say, if you're bad, you will be attracted towards the worst. If you're good, you will be attracted towards the good. Because look at the people who are around the Prophet. What will happen to them? All of them are seeking light. And that Prophet has the light. But that light goes only to the people who have the essence of light in them. If you don't have a good open heart, the best speeches will not do anything to you. The speaker will try to influence everyone, but the goodness comes to the good heart. Because the flame goes to the mind. Somehow it could be translated like that. The flame goes to the source of that heat and fire. Yes.